You're listening to a 58 Ember production.
Good morning, Discovering Discos. Welcome to March's Hot Off the Press Club Discover Happy Hour. If you are a new disco, you will find this episode to be slightly different than our weekly Thursday episodes because today we do less dishing on news and information and more dishing on ourselves. These Hot Off the Press episodes are essentially our once monthly happy hours where we get to connect with you guys and go beyond the headlines, which is always so fun for us to do.
I know. I've been looking forward to this one. March has been a great month. Oh, you just picked up your glass of wine. We are sipping today on Enchantment Vineyards, as always. I have my classic Albarino. I never had to say it. The A1, the white wine. And Natalie, you look like you're drinking a rosé.
Yeah, I was going to say, for the amount of times you say that name of wine,
you think I would know what it is.
You'd have it down by now.
I actually typed it out like 5 minutes ago for the newsletter because I was going to share in our newsletter that I am so obsessed with this wine. And I had to Google how it was spelled. And I was like, come on, it's my favorite wine. I should know how to say it and I should know how to spell. And yet here I am.
Well, schlante. Isn't that what we learned the Irish say in last week's episode? Schlante. No, I am happy to be back with our personal episode. You kind of just mentioned on this, but once a month feels like not enough. You and I toy at this all the time. Like, do we do this more? Because I just crave these personal episodes.
I do too. I also love when our discos show up. You guys do always in our DMs on Instagram and like give your guys' thoughts on them. And I just feel like we all get to know each other so much better. Mm-hmm. And I feel like two, you know, it's like Vegas, you know, three nights is too many. Yeah. Two is not enough. I feel like people might get sick of us if we came twice a month into these personal episodes, but once a month, just gosh, it's like April is going to be like an entirely different life, you know? Like, who knows who will be in April? Like, it just is so long between episodes. Okay, but before we get into actually the meat and potatoes of it, I want to thank our sponsor, Toups & Co. Can I freaking tell you, I feel like I have become a beef tallow like dealer because of how many people reach out to me about tallow. Like, it's insane. And I'm like, listen, Toups & Co. is, you have to buy Toups & Co. It's amazing.
I am still chuckling. Like, I'll find myself doing chores or driving or doing something randomly, and I'll think about this screenshot you shared the other day where someone said, hey, what's that beef tenderloin you're putting on your face?
It might be my Roman Empire right now is thinking about the weird texts I get about beef tallow, but that one takes the cake. What is the beef tenderloin you're putting on your face?
And no shade to the lovely person that messaged that in. It just, like, I'm not picking on you. It's just the most endearing thing, and it makes me chuckle. Like, every time I put on my beef tallow, I just chuckle. I just chuckle at the tenderloin I'm putting on my face, and it just makes me smile. It brings so much joy. But yes, Toups & Co., we are slinging it. We are immersed in it. It's taken over our bathrooms. It's taken over our lives, and honestly, my face, my skin, my body thanks me for it. I'm just obsessed with Toups & Co.
I literally am so obsessed with them. I was at a dinner party the other night and we were full on in a restaurant and someone was talking about their dry hands and I was like, oh my gosh, I have tallow in the car. Danielle was like, don't, do not. I went out to the car, got Toups & Co., brought it back in and was like, here, take this. Like, you just have it. And like, it was a guy and he was like dead and his girlfriend or fiance was like, no, you need it. You should use it. And then he put it on and he was like, oh my gosh, it's so good. I was like, I'm telling you, you're going to get hooked. You're going to be addicted to the Toups & Co. beef tallow. So if you also want to become addicted like me and Natalie, use our code DISCOVER. Check out Toups & Co. The link is in our show notes.
Yes. Speaking of personal development, kind of wellness, I keep going back and forth and I need to get your opinion because I know you have one of these. Do I need a red light mask? Do I need it?
Oh my gosh. So when you won 75 medium, yes, discos are not surprised. Natalie won 75 medium. I don't know if we've even announced that yet, but it feels like the time to announce it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to the personal episode. Was it November? We talk about about 75 medium. Natalie won. We almost got you a red light mask. And I will say, I have been addicted to the red light mask since I got it. I think I got it for my birthday. So early November. And South by Southwest just absolutely disrupted every health and wellness practice.
It almost killed us. It almost killed us.
I literally haven't worked out since like the week before because I was so stressed. I haven't been doing my red light mask and I kept wondering, is it really working? Is it really working? I haven't used it for probably 3 weeks now and I have been breaking out more than absolutely more in the last 3 weeks than I have in the last four months since I started using it. You need one. It's amazing.
Okay. I listened to a podcast the other day that said I needed one as well. And I really believe the person they were interviewing. And so you are just the cherry on the top. You confirmed it. I needed that personal person to tell me I needed it, you know, not the stranger I was listening to, but the meld of the two confirmed it. I'll order one. I'll do it. I'm going to do it.
I also have made a big commitment in my life. I ordered an air fryer this week and it arrived.
About freaking time. Holy cow. How have you survived without it?
Listen, I start a fire every night and roast my food over open flame. No, just kidding. No, my friend, when we were on our camping trip in Moab, they had one and she like cooked everything. And like I kept asking, what are you cooking it? And she was like, everything. So we went like all in. We got the double extra large Ninja.
I'm not even surprised. Of course you did. That is such a Tara thing to do.
I know. So you guys, send me your recipes because I still have yet to actually use it. I'm like a little scared of it. There's a lot happening on the air fryer, but I do want to commit to it. Like I told Daniel, I would love in the next month if we got rid of the microwave and we were just like into the air fryer. So send me your recipes.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. You don't even need recipes. You can just put
Everyone keeps telling me that and I have so much anxiety every time I hear that. Like that is not a comfort to me in any way, shape or form.
Listen, this is what you need. This is what you need to order next though before you venture down further this path. In our Discover newsletter, shout out, sign up for it, you guys. We share all of our favorite discoveries.
I recommended it to my friend. I was like, hey, did you know? Are you signed up for Club Discover? Like Natalie shared, what is it? The liners.
Yes, it's air fryer liners and they make a world of difference because one thing we use them for a lot is when we host, we do usually jalapeno popper appetizers and they are so easy to throw in there, but obviously like it melts and I feel like that's one of the food that makes a bigger mess. And the liners, just such a breeze, makes cleanup so easy. I mean, you don't even clean up, you throw away a liner. So if you have an air fryer, you guys, and you have not bought the air liners yet, DM me, I'll get you the link. You need them. And then you need to be signed up for our Discovery newsletter so you don't miss the things like that we share.
So whenever you started the conversation about the red light mask, I actually thought you were going to talk about something else that you mentioned on your Instagram stories that you were thinking about doing. And let me tell you. Okay. You announced that you are.
I already know what you're going to say.
About running a marathon.
Yes.
Can I tell you what has happened to me since you made that announcement?
No, but I have something very funny to share after you share yours.
Okay. This is not funny to me. This is also like, stressed me out. I think Instagram is just like, okay, they do things together. These two girls do everything together.
We're like Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yes, it's literally. And so my Instagram is like, algorithm, she is going to be running a marathon at the end of the year. So here is all. It is my entire content right now. Reels is how to start prepping for running a marathon, like how to set yourself up, give yourself 6 months. I'm like, listen, like where is the button that says Natalie's running a marathon? I am not. I will not at all. This is I will be the girl with donuts at the finish line saying, congratulations, you did it. Like that is all I will do.
Okay. This is so funny. Before I get into my story, which just confirms the validity of how well I know you. I have to say, like, go home, algorithm, you're drunk, because my For You page is not like that at all. And I could use that content. So why am I not getting served that? It's extremely frustrating, actually. Like, I could use this 6 month prep. Hello, algorithm, listen to me right now. Please serve that content to me. So after I posted that story that I was thinking about, like, possibly running a half marathon, not a full, you got it wrong. It's not a full. I could never probably run a full, but I'm thinking about a half marathon
too.
Or yeah. Okay. So I put that out into the universe and one of our mutual friends, our good friend, Ashley, was like, hey, we could do this together. And I was like, yeah, we should totally do this together. Let's like look into, you know, running a race together or the like making a three-part person triathlon. And so we're talking about this. We're picking like the time of the year, trying to decide like a location. And she's like, do you think Tara's going to be sad that we're not like looping her in on this conversation? And I was like, hell, absolutely no. Like she just has no interest in partaking this with her.
None.
But once we decide, we can let her know the date and time. And if she wants to show up and hang out with us, then she can do that.
Listen, you guys have enough on your plate, like training and things. Tell me the date and location. I'll find the VRBO. I will have our
where
food
we'll recommendations. Eat dinners.
I will have all of that dialed in for us. I have no desire. Like when I see people, they're like, I used to be one of those people that never ran. And then I fell in love with running. I was like, clearly you are not me. I don't think there is a planet that I will ever fall in love with running. I am telling you guys, if you see me running, start running. There's a bear chasing me. Like something bad is happening to me because I just have no desire at all. I don't know what else to say about it.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
people love it, but I'm like, you guys are smoking a crap pipe.
Okay.
But you know what content I'm not over? You know what I'm not over that I am fully committed to thanks to you, solely to you?
I have no idea.
Really? I'm so surprised.
Well, I don't know. I feel like my brain's not thinking right now. I'm half into my enchantment vineyard. So
this is always a problem. We always also go into these being like, it's going to be like a 20-minute episode. And like 7 hours later, we're like,
like, what did we talk about again?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Farmer wants a wife. It's Thursday.
Oh,
and we had that on my list to talk about today. Like, they took a week off. I was like, who are you? Please. No, we need our Farmer Wants a Wife. I got a lot of DMs, though, from people being like, how is Natalie? Is she okay? Because Farmer Wants a Wife was at the American and you didn't go to it this year because you were with me at South by Southwest. I'm so sorry I ruined this moment for you. But people are checking in on you because they're like, I think she's probably disappointed. And I was like, probably.
I'm doing okay. But I'm so glad you brought this up because are you not obsessed with the Florida rancher and the one girl named Taylor?
Yeah, I am kind of low key obsessed with him. I actually have to go to a farming conference in Florida, and I'm like, I wonder if he'll be there. How do I find him? I want to check in how they're doing. I saw your take, though, your hot take that you think that he picks her, but that they don't end up together. And I hope you're wrong.
Well, so going back to what you said about the American, I have been like very trying to analyze and investigate. And I actually do talk to some of the quite a few of the people on the show follow me and I follow them back. And so I've been having some like DM conversations. And the other day I was like, just tell me, like they wouldn't tell me. But I keep trying to analyze, like, who's out, who are at the events, are they being seen together, are they not? And that's where I came up with the idea that I was like, I think she goes to the end, but they're not together because they were both there. Obviously, they can't be seen together, which then I, like, spiraled down this whole thought process of how weird would it be if they are actually still together and they had to, like, enter at different times and not be seen together. And, like, how awkward would it be, like, starting out together maybe at your hotel room where you're like, okay, have fun, see you tomorrow because we can't be like photographed together. The whole thing is blowing my mind, like what it would be like to be post on a reality show like that and how you'd have to live your life around like basically being 6, 7, whatever months it is behind.
I know it would be insane. You know who was at the American is producer Maddie. Producer Maddie is saying in the chat she has the tea. Spill the tea, Maddie. Tell us what we need to know.
We'll have to do that off air. We'll have to get the tea, the milk off air. Sorry, guys. Sorry, discos.
Sorry. We'll share what we can once we get it all. So a couple weeks ago, I shared the most embarrassing Instagram story I've ever shared, and it was actually about my hair growth. Did you see this? I'm surprised you didn't tease me about it. Oh, you did.
Yes, I did. And I mean, okay, before you get into it, I was like, oh, that was very brave of Tara to post that. But on the same note, for you to say my most embarrassing Instagram story, like maybe a little dramatic.
So you're
Tara.
Saying I've done more embarrassing things? Is that what you're
no.
Natalie's like, you actually post embarrassing content every day. That was the most embarrassing thing you've ever done.
No, but I just think it was like real life, right? So that's what's like funny about it for me to be like, it was brave of you to put that, knowing that like you would send that, I would send that photo to you, like text threads of friends and everything, like without a doubt, quickly. Like it, that angle, that like all of the lighting, all of that would not bother me. But for some reason on social media, you do feel like, oh, I was brave, you know?
Yeah. So the backstory is on social media, I showed a picture. I had to have like a part of my head shaved on top. Thank goodness I have a ton of hair. And it is growing back, obviously. And thanks to Armra, let me just give my Armra plug. It is growing back very fast. And so I took a picture of my hair sopping wet and you can just see the little hair sticking up. I'm doing hand movements, but you can't see those, obviously. But you can see the hair sticking up and it was a very unflattering photo. But I wanted to show people how much Armra has helped my hair growth. Like it's been insane. And this morning I took a shower to get fancy for the discos for this recording and you should see it now. It is like 1,000 times worse and I was going to take a picture and post and I didn't have the bravery in me today to post. But you guys, it's like an inch and a half of hair growth. It's absolutely insane just sticking straight off my head. And so like this is again my plug for Armra. Like my hair is growing. I always have had long hair but like it is growing so good, so shiny, my nails, like all of the things, like Armra. Shout out to Armra.
Code Discover, we do not miss a day, literally neither of us miss a day. But I when I saw your photo, actually, I kept thinking, could you imagine if that was me? Because you do have like twice the amount of hair I do, and my hair is so much more finer than yours that it would be like a train wreck if I had to go through what you're going through right now. So just praise the little man upstairs that you have the hair you have to go through what you're going through.
Today, I was like, praise the Lord that I have the volume I have because mm-hmm. I am not kidding. You can see it a little bit in the video, I think. Like it's at that point where I need to have bigger hair to cover more of it. Like this will be me for the first
time. I don't think you need bigger hair to
cover. I do. I have to have bigger hair to cover this. Like it's so bad. But no.
Every time we're together and getting ready, I'm like, I feel extra limp today next to Tara, who is like literally over here praising Jesus with her hair, like touching God.
The bigger the hair, the closer to God. Don't know what to tell you. So yeah, shout out to Armra. That's another thing. I was also trying to like pedal Armra at our camping trip. Like the guy was sneezing and I was like, have you tried Armra? Because it helps with allergies. I will not leave home without it. Like, I just won't. I know it makes me feel better. So,
you have your little emergency kit of tallow and Armra. I will say, though, we had friends out last Sunday on St. Patrick's Day, and she was sick. And I'm kind of like borderline germaphobe. I'm not like a crazy germaphobe, but I was like, kind of like, oh, you know, in my mind, I was like, oh, she's sick. Great. You know, so I just made sure I sanitized and did some extra things. And I took a double shot of Armra. Did not get sick. Have not gotten sick.
I am telling you, I feel like we have had the least, I'm going to knock on wood, the least like sick winter we've totally. Ever had. And the only
we haven't had one yet.
Is, yeah, you, I, well, I feel like someone in my family got sick once, but I don't know.
We have not had one yet. Knock on wood.
So, I mean, and it's March and I feel like we're coming out of cold and flu season.
It's almost
so
April. I'm
pretty proud of us. I know. Can I tell you, though, I am just such a better person in March because daylight savings time happened. Like, I'm still recovering from the whole, like, issue of the morning, especially now that we homeschool. Like, I'm just like, I don't have to get up for anything. Like, we're just going to live our lives on a different schedule. Like, school now starts at 9. Welcome to school. But I am a better person because it does not get dark now until 7 p.m. And I am just like, praise baby Jesus.
It is interesting how, for me personally, I hate the time change right away because you lose, you know, it just screws up everything in your life and your body and you're just off kilter, right? But then about a week later, you can just feel like summer and spring right on the cusp because of like, you know, it being darker later. Like it just, I can taste summer and it's I'm salivating.
Me too. I cannot wait for summer. I'm just like, I know. That's why I said when we come back for another personal in April, like we will be different people. Like it will be almost summer, you guys. Like we will have made it through winter and my favorite season will be almost upon us. I have been looking forward to April for a really long time because I am coming to your ranch for the first time.
I know. It's not that long. It's like 2 weeks away.
It's so soon. Don't remind me. I'm not there yet. I have a lot to do before I get to your ranch.
Do you want to go horseback riding?
Duh. Like, I want to be a cowgirl. I'm bringing my cowgirl hat. Like, I'm ready.
Well, remember the last time you were possibly going to be on a horse? You took, like, horseback riding lessons for, like, months before to prep. So
I thought I was going to be horseback in Montana another time you drug me out into the wilderness. And I took horseback riding lessons just to like brush up. I've ridden a horse, but I had not rode a horse in a really long time. And I was very nervous about it. You don't need to. I like to be prepared for the situations I get put in.
No, I know. I think that's wonderful. Producer Maddie says, bring the helmet. Wouldn't it be hilarious if I took an Instagram photo of you on a horse wearing
like buttoned up? What is it like, how to lose a guy in 10 days whenever he's like putting the helmet on her and she's like, it won't look stupid. And he like zips it up.
One time I got yelled at for not riding horses. I put like a reel up and we were out horse. We were actually moving cattle. So, and I got yelled at for not wearing a helmet. And I was like, okay, not my target audience.
I thought I was going to get yelled at actually for my content in Moab because we did not have helmets on. And I was like, oh, I'm so nervous. But I will say we have a reinforced roll cage. So I was like, see, you don't know the whole story. When you just see like it on Instagram, you don't know it all. You don't know everything.
You never know the whole story.
I know. So
actually, it's so interesting. There are accounts I follow that also have podcasts that I listen to. And it is really so interesting how little you – so we are aware that we don't have the whole story on social media. I think the most of us are, right? I mean, we lose sight of that every now and again. But for the most part, we're like, okay, yeah, it's like clippets of their life. It's snippets of their life, right? But it just goes to show how easily we forget that. Because going back to how I said, there's people I follow on social media that I also listen to on a podcast. I can think of very specific examples where I followed them and I thought things because of their story, the stories, you know, they posted or the reel they posted. And then I would listen to their podcast where they talked about it more. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got it completely wrong. You know, like it is crazy how much assumption we make based off of the snippets of social media.
I know it is really nuts. I just feel like you have to remember a story is like literally like what, 30 seconds at most. I mean, it's so fast. And then like we just put all of our emotions, our life experiences on that like experience for someone and then like judge them based off that. And it's like, there's so much more to the story.
Producer Maddie popped in how she saw a video of a celeb wearing, they were wake surfing with their daughter and both were in life jackets and someone commented, you know, what she was doing to keep the little girl safe. And so she said, you know, what's the life jacket made for? I have to say, I feel going back to what we were just talking about, I feel like I could get in trouble a lot because I am not like a helicopter, super stressed out mom about a lot of situations and things. And so there's a lot of times where I feel like people are probably watching my stories, like very stressed out. And I am not over the way I probably like parent or my children are doing things. And I don't know. I feel like you're kind of in between.
Yeah, I think I'm somewhere in between. There's certain things that I'm super like laid back on and other things I'm like probably more. But I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty laid back. It's funny though. Annalise had a doctor's appointment and I had to like go through this entire questionnaire. It was literally like a 2-hour like appointment with me of them like discussing how I parent her. It was the most stressful 2 hours of
my life. Oh, I would hate that. I'd be like, who's watching me? Who sees these answers?
No, it literally was like, she'd be like, so do the girls have a lot of independent play? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. Like they have so much independent play. They like play so well by themselves. Like I am very much like, you know, go outside and play. She's like, so there's not a lot of supervision. Oh my gosh. No, I am watching them. Like I am keeping such
all the time.
On them. And she was like, oh, so they're only around adults. Like you keep a close eye on them. They don't play with other children. I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, I would have had pure anxiety.
It was terrible. I was like, no, they have friends. Like, I promise they have friends. And then it like circled back around. She was like, oh, so they only play with other kids. Like, you know, I was like, I can't win. I give up. Like, this is it. I literally was like, I get an F. I failed at parenting for today.
So something I do, you just talked about how like playing with kids. One thing I have, I guess maybe set an intention around. I think it's really easy being on a ranch. There's so much for your kids to like go and do and play and explore on their own that I feel like I kind of get away with like not having to like create structured activities for my children to do. You know, it's like we just take them to chore with us. And then when we come in, it's like they've been outside all day. So they just go play with like their toys together or whatever. Like I could probably count on the amount on my hands, the amount of times I've sat down and done like a structured activity with my children. And I have to say, I was feeling kind of like guilty about that.
Oh my gosh, you shouldn't.
I know. I mean, I'm not like beating myself up over it, but I'm thinking like, I guess I'm feeling like I want to do more structured things with the littles, Jackson Rue, so that they maybe have those memories to look on of like their mom doing something intentional with them instead of, I think the memories they're making with us out, like living on the ranch are very important.
I was about to say, I feel like when they're like 25, I'll check in with them and be like, what was your favorite memory? And they'll be like, man, choring with my parents. And that's what they're going to say.
Anyway, thank you for making me feel good. But I followed this account and I'll share it on the Discover Instagram stories. She has, I think almost, she has over 2 million followers, I think. And her page, she posts activities to do, which I know there's like a ton of them you can follow and stuff. I've never followed one before, but I started following her and I have picked one activity and I'm doing one a week with my boys. And it has actually been like really fun. Like Luke, not Luke and I, that'd be really funny. Luke and I sit down to do an Easter egg activity. No, Rue and I the other day sat down and we did an Easter egg activity where there was like baking soda and vinegar and dye. And Rue had so much fun.
Oh, we're going to try that one.
Yeah.
We're doing that one. We're doing that for Easter. I'm actually really excited about that activity.
Yeah. So that's something, if there's other disco mothers that are interested in that, I'll share it or you can DM me or whatever. But I'm not overwhelming myself. I'm like, once a week I can sit down and do it with the kids. It'll be fun. And I don't know. I'm like really excited and happy about it.
No, I think you need to share it with me actually, because I have been feeling some mom guilt around like homeschooling. I'm not a super like crafty mom, I don't think.
A super
what? I just
wouldn't
classify myself as that. A super crafty,
oh, crafty
mom, really. And so I'm like, I feel like I need to step that up. Like, absolutely. Like if they were in school, they'd probably be doing some kind of like Easter egg something right now for this week. And so I was like, I could probably kick up the crafts a little bit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I am bad too, that I'm like, go outside and play.
Yeah.
Like, just go explore.
It's just so easy, right? You know?
No, it's funny. When the girls went to school, actually, they both would cry almost like every single day going to school. And it wasn't like attached. It really wasn't about me. They just like didn't want to go. And I had a friend that was like, you've made being home too fun, that they just get to go outside and do whatever they want and go exploring and just like have so much fun that like school, even with all the activities and friends, it's actually not as exciting as just like being home exploring their backyard.
Yeah, Jax is, he hit that. I think he's just burnt out on school. And he's hit that in almost every day, every morning now. He's like, I don't want to go to school. And it's hard. It's hard to.
You're so close, Jax.
Yeah.
It's almost summer. We can all taste it. It's just probably the weather's warming up. He wants to be outside. He's used to his fair weather mother who, you know, wants to ranch in good weather.
Yeah, she's like, oh, she's alive again. My mother's alive again. She's thriving. I can't leave to school now. My mother's in her best. But it's funny because Tad doesn't want to go to school either. He's like so checked out with graduation. So I'm like to Jax and Tad in the morning, I'm like, both of you, focus. We have 6 weeks left. Finish strong. You can both do it. And like one's 18 and one's 5. And I'm like having the same conversation.
Well, in Tad's defense, now that he's like in college, I remember getting that acceptance letter and being like, all right, I'm done. I did it. I'm in.
Yeah.
Bye. So I feel Tad's pain. But speaking of being crafty, one thing I actually am good at, this is like going back to the origin story of Discover Ag, like very, very early episodes of Discover Ag. Do you know what I still have kept alive and still use regularly?
I feel like you've asked me so many questions that I haven't been able to answer and I'm failing. But no, I have no idea.
My sourdough.
Oh, wow.
I'm still sourdoughing. I'm still sourdoughing. And my sourdough is actually thriving.
I did not know that.
Like, I've given my sourdough to other people. My brother-in-law, Chris, took my sourdough home this weekend. And he has made pizza crust, English muffins. And honestly, it's making me feel kind of guilty because I just make, like, cookies and brownies. And I'm like, gosh, clearly my sourdough can do lots of things. And I'm just making cookies. And that's it. And so, but it is. I'm like doing the most when it comes to sourdough.
I am so, honestly, truly, I am so proud of you because it takes effort and energy to keep a sourdough alive, especially with how much you travel. Like, I'm a little flabbergasted right now.
No, I had a girlfriend who was like, I kind of want sourdough, but I don't feel like I'm home enough. And then she looked at me and she was like, And I was like, listen, if I can keep sourdough, I actually have sourdough at the lake and at my home, and I keep both of them alive.
Oh my gosh.
And it's commitment. I'm actually going up to the lake tomorrow, and it's literally, I was like, I need to check on the house. I need to feed the sourdough. Like, haven't been there in 2 weeks. Like, I feel like, can I just pat myself on the back that I can keep something alive for that long?
I mean, I retired a long time ago. Mine is still in my fridge. It's in the back of the fridge, which I've been told you can revive pretty easily. So I keep it in there. I think Luke opens the fridge often and is like, what is that in the jar in the back? But I long resigned, and I just order my sourdough from Wild Grain now. Like, I just get it shipped to me.
I am so confused. Wait, how long has it just been sitting in the back of the fridge for?
Months, absolutely months. But I know that you can revive it. I have been told by multiple people that you can revive sourdough.
I know. It is hard to revive it, though, because we have both gotten on the Wild Grain delivery box situation, and they even have sourdough chocolate chip cookies. And I'm just like, girls, we could do all of it, and our cookies still won't taste like Wild Grain. So we're just going to throw Wild Grains onto a pan and heat them up. And it's perfect. There's 6 per package. I'm like, perfect. There's 4 in a family. You each get 1. I get 3. Check. Done. Like,
I thought you were going to say we all get 1 and we'll save 2 for later.
Absolutely not. The girls woke up one day and they were like, Mom, what happened to the last 2 Wild Grain cookies? And I was like, I don't know. Surely you guys ate them. And they were like, Mom, we didn't eat them. You clearly ate them. And Daniel was like, are you gaslighting your children to think that they ate the cookies? And I was like, fine, I ate the cookies. Like, it is what it is.
Literally me all the time when it comes to sweets. Jax will be, I say it's Tad though. Jax will be like, what? Who ate the last, you know, whatever? And I'll be like, oh, I think Tad did it.
It's always us.
Oh my gosh. I will say though, not to plug another brand, but we did just get a code for Wild Grain. So it is Discover if you guys are interested. But Tara, have you had their, what are those called? Are they turnovers?
The apple turnovers?
No, just the plain ones. Croissants. They're croissants. Have you had their croissants?
Yes. I can't believe it. I can't. Obviously, I follow your stories closer than you follow mine. Just kidding.
Oh, okay. What? Like one time months ago? I watch all your stories, okay?
That was the first thing I shared about. That was the first thing I got. And when my family ate them, it was literally 2 months ago. But no, Daniel was eating the croissant and he was like, this is the best croissant I've ever had. And he was like, I feel like that's like dramatic to say that about a croissant. But he was like, it's really good. No, their stuff is so good. The sourdough bread, I'm taking one up to the lake tonight. Like, so good.
You guys, is your sourdough going to be jealous? Is it going to be like, who the fuck is that?
Don't tell her. Don't tell Nova.
Don't tell Nova. No, but literally, the croissants taste like you're in France. I feel like I'm in France. For a moment, I go back to my honeymoon and I'm in Italy and I'm eating a croissant. And it is the highlight of our week when I make those for Luke and I, because the same thing. He thinks he had a bite the other day and it was like Daniel. He was like, this is the best thing. I think he was a little, he didn't know it was like, he thought I made it at first. And I think he was a little confused.
We should have kept it under wraps and been like, we are just rolling out dough every day. So on the camping trip, I actually brought the chocolate croissants and they are freaking phenomenal. And I brought them out one morning. No, you have to order them in your next batch. I brought them out one morning and the couple was like, oh my gosh, like, where did these come from? And I was like, I woke up at 3. I was rolling out the dough. And they obviously knew I was like completely lying. And I was like, no, they came out of a freezer box.
Old family recipe. Grandma McCrory.
I'm like, listen, I brought my sourdough from Austin to Moab. Like, Nova traveled with me so that I could roll this dough out for you guys. Absolutely not. I absolutely pulled it out of a freezer, put it on a pan, and shoved it in the oven. And 10 minutes later, I had literally chocolate croissants.
Work smarter, not harder.
That is the truth. All right. Well, I'm officially out of wine, so I feel like that might be the end of this.
I agree. I was going to say I have about a few sips left, so I feel like perfect time to wrap up this month's personal episode.
All right. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you guys on Thursday for our regularly scheduled content.
Have an amazing rest of your Tuesday, you guys.
This has been a 58 Ember production. For more shows, please visit the 58 Ember channel, 58ember.com, or find us at 58 Ember Media on socials.